This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Welcome to the Corlin Economics Report, a weekly look at financial and political topics relating to asset-based investing. Guests on this program pay no fees to appear, and guests and hosts disclose any equity interest in companies' profile. Now, the Corlin Economics Report.
Hey everyone, welcome into the weekend edition of the KE Report. My name is Corey Fleck and I'm your host for the first hour. This is a special weekend edition because, well, it's Super Bowl weekend and I'm a 49ers fan, so pretty big weekend for me. Don't be expecting too many responses to emails on Sunday, but I will be back at it on Monday. I will be throughout this show talking about a lot of resource companies, resources in general, especially the precious metals, and an important update from Great Bear Resources at the end of the show. To kick off the show, though, I am chatting with Mark Chandler, managing partner at Bannockburn Global Forex. Now, Mark, the first thing that we're going to talk about here is the treasury market. Bonds have gotten a pretty substantial buy throughout this month to kick off the year. The 10-year entered the year almost at 2% and is down now, closing in on breaking below 1.5%. The argument can be that, you know, this is a fear trade because of the black swan events from this month, but I think there's a lot more going on here. First and foremost, break down what you think is important to note regarding the bond market and yields that are falling quite quickly.
Yeah, what a move, huh? In the last 2 weeks, we're down about almost 30 basis points on the 10-year yield, and the 30-year bond yield in the U.S., we dipped below 2%. For the first time in several months, and 2% is just an incredible level because that's also the Fed's inflation target. And so if you assume the Fed's going to reach its inflation target on average over the next 30 years, and that puts the real rate on the 30-year below zero, this is an incredible move. I suspect that we've gone a bit too far here. I've been bullish on bonds, even though a lot of people thought we'd head higher in yields. And I was looking for this correction in the stock market that we've had, I think, but it's still quite violent. I think the market's happened too quickly, and I would be surprised. China returns early next week, and once we get the markets come back and we check on how that new coronavirus is doing, I think that the markets could stabilize. And that is to say, the market seems to me to be pricing in the worst developments, and as the developments actually transpire, I think we could see a reversal of some of these dramatic moves.
So, Mark, if you think the markets are pricing in the worst of what could come out of China next week when those markets reopen, let's break down what you think the possibility is to see, A, the market reaction out of China, also the implications of what it means that the markets have been closed so long, and, well, the only insights we have is what's been going on with that offshore yuan, which has fallen a fair bit during this whole coronavirus scare. Please take us through some of the nuances and important factors that you're paying attention to.
Yeah, sure. So we do know a few things. You're right. You know, the Chinese market, the mainland market, closed on January 23rd. And since then, we know how different markets have reacted. So, for example, the Asia-Pacific, the MSCI Asia-Pacific Index, down about 3.5%. But some of the markets close to China, like Hong Kong and Taiwan, were down about 5%. In the past 2 weeks, the U.S. is only down about 3.2%. Kind of ironic because this past week alone, that's what European markets were down. China's been successful in developing an offshore market for its currency. That offshore RMB lost about 1%, a little bit less than 1%. So if the onshore yuan opens up, possible that that would put the dollar close to that 7.0 level. Remember, when we went above there back in August last year, the U.S. accused China of manipulating the currency. This time it's a bit different. Also, looking at this 10-year bond yield, it's trading right around 3%. down about 20 basis points in the past month or so before they close for the holidays. But so we should expect lower yields in China as well. Growth, the early estimates suggest that maybe growth goes from 6% to about 4.5%. Now, the trick, though, I think, is that even though China officially reopens on Sunday, the 2nd, that many of the states, many provinces, about 12 or 14 provinces will remain closed, including a couple of large cities. And so what this means, then, those the places that are still going to be closed are going to, they account for about two-thirds of the GDP and about three-quarters of the China's exports. The very important point is to say, even though China's going to reopen, the disruption to the supply chains and the economic impact will still be on the downside. That is, the supply chains will still be disrupted. I think you got a company like Starbucks closing down about half of their branches in China, and they're going to be extended. The close is going to be extended longer than the official dates. So, supply chain disruption. So, bottom line here, the headwind to the global economy looks like it's going to be more serious than previously anticipated, and more serious than, say, the last coronavirus like SARS.
Okay. Now, how about some other impacts or other news events coming next week besides just the China markets being open?
Yes. Yeah, so, in the U.S., we have a couple of political events, the Iowa caucus. The Predictive.org website is showing that Bernie Sanders continues to lead there, as well as the next primary in New Hampshire. I don't think it's going to have much of a market impact because it is, as expected, but also that I think people, there's no doubt that it's still a relatively fluid situation on the Democratic side. And most of the economic models and the websites like predicted.org are really consistently predicting that Trump will be reelected. So what happens on the Democrat side, probably more noise and sort of more inside baseball type of story than a real market mover. The following day, we get the State of the Union by President Trump, and that's going to be, it's usually just another thing more to domestic audience, of course. What's going to be important about this one is that ahead of the November election, the White House and Treasury Secretary Mnuchin have been promising to unveil middle-class tax cuts. And so we could be seeing this play out or be expressed, formally unveiled, in the State of the Union address early next week. But probably the most important of the economic data that comes out next week will be the U.S. jobs data. And this is one of those cyclical indicators for me that we peak the 12-month moving average, used to smooth out some of the noise, the fluctuations, that peaked in 2016. So I think that we should be, gradually, assuredly, the job growth in the U.S. is slowing. And I think we'll get another subdued report, call it the mid-150s, 150,000 or so non-farm payrolls. But after earnings, we've had several states, not quite half of the states, raise minimum wage. And that should help put earnings year-over-year rate back above 3%. Which they dip below at the end of last year. So the employment data in the U.S., Canada also reports employment data. Canada's employment data has been all over the board, even though they created about 50% more jobs in 2019 than 2018. The number of full-time positions didn't really change. It's a volatile series. And I think that as long as it's not a very strong number, I think that they'll keep people like myself thinking that the Bank of Canada will have to cut rates somewhere in Q2.
All right, Mark. It's always great having you on the show, especially at the end of the week. I find it interesting to recap what happened this week and then look ahead to some of the news events that could drive markets in next week and even throughout in the next couple weeks. Mark, great chatting with you. Thanks for taking time on this weekend. Have a great rest of your weekend and enjoy the Super Bowl.
Good luck, everybody. Go Chiefs.
Al Corlin's firm, A.B. Corlin & Associates Incorporated, provides consulting services to public companies on matters of regulatory compliance. To find out more, follow the link from www.kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back after this brief timeout.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate, fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome back. Continuing to listen to the first hour of the weekend edition of the KE Report. I hope everybody enjoyed that first, more general market commentary from who's one of my favorite guests on the show, Mark Chandler. I am now chatting with, I know, listeners, or a lot of listeners' favorites, Richard Postma, a.k.a. Doc. And, Doc, I wanted to just have you on this weekend show for a general recap on where you see some of the precious metals moving, and we might even get into a stock or two. Let's start off with gold. Gold continues to trade in a higher range. It seems like it still is a lot supported by this general fear trade. At the beginning of the year, it was fear of war. Now it's this fear of the coronavirus outbreak. Either way, gold does keep on moving higher and setting up higher ranges in kind of a stair-stepping manner, something that you and I have talked about. Please give us your updated thoughts on the gold price and the chart, please.
The gold price, it looks good here. It's going to end the month bumping its head right up against the upper Bollinger Band and the monthly chart, and that's a pretty nice looking chart pattern. But the other chart pattern I love is the MACD on the monthly, and I always favor longer term months, month or charts. Monthly is the best, and weekly, I don't like the daily charts. That's just a lot of noise to me. Prices moving up and down. They don't really tell you anything about trends, but the monthly chart really looks nice for gold. The only thing that is really a little bit of a downer for people is the fact that the gold stocks are, and the precious metal stocks are not keeping up with the pricing. And that's the thing that's really disconcerting, Corey. But I mentioned quite a while back that I wouldn't be surprised if we didn't see real movement in those a lot of these stocks, especially the smaller ones, the juniors, until we get much higher in prices. And that's too bad because we had that big rally in 2015 and 16, and we might not take that out yet for a little bit of time, and then we could get up to 1900 and pause for a while. But we're heading up toward 1900 over time, and the gold chart continues to be really solid at this time.
So, Doug, we have talked, it feels like nonstop for the last 6 months maybe, about how the shares have lagged gold. And I've gotten a number of different opinions on what it's going to take for these shares to catch up. Some say, you know, it may be a little bit more of a correction. Some people look to a more general U.S. market collapse. I do not subscribe to that one because, quite frankly, stocks are stocks, and juniors especially are still considered risky stocks. So I think we do need some stability in terms of a broad financial market as well. Other people have pointed to simply just a breakout of the gold price, maybe moving to 1700 or even getting back up to 1900, and that's what finally drags these stocks along. What do you think it is going to take for the juniors to move up and follow the gold price?
Well, I think, you know, you have your explorers, which I think are going to be the last ones to benefit from this, unless they have some really high-grade discoveries. Other than that, I think they're going to be pretty much moribund for a long time. I think the interest, is, especially as more people get into this market, will be into the larger cap and also the mid-tiers, especially mid-tiers that look like they have a portfolio and reserves that could drive them into the large tier positions or large capitalization positions. And there are some companies like that, and especially if they continue to have great free cash flow, and they can put that free cash flow to work as far as further exploration that continues to increase their reserve positions, or if they can buy some other companies on the cheap that really complement their portfolio. But I just feel that a lot of these explorers, if they don't have any good-looking drill results, they're going to go nowhere for a long time until we get to the blowout phase someday in this gold market.
Yeah, and that blowout phase still might be a ways away, maybe multiple years away, which is fine because there are these good quality juniors that do continue to run, and still a lot of the majors and even mid-tier producers, I've noticed a lot more attention going back into those, which makes sense because they're generating better numbers, they're going to be able to build up cash positions, and probably, I think, spur more M&A activity coming into the sector. Doc, let's look at GDX as well, because this chart, yes, it hasn't broken out from its highs from last year, but on the weekly chart, monthly chart, still trading very close to, if not at, the upper Bollinger Band. Really looks like it has set up a higher trading range here. How encouraged, or what are your thoughts on this GDX chart, please?
Yeah, GDX is in a decent position, but as I mentioned in the first part of the month of January, I thought the second month we wouldn't be doing much, or even into February, and I'll stick with that position pretty much. I think these stocks are going to struggle for a while. In March, we might get a little bit of bump, but I wouldn't be surprised, especially from looking at the intermediate cycles. I wouldn't be surprised if we don't have to wait a while, unless the gold price explodes on us and continues to just move upward. But we could have a little retraction in the month of February in the gold price, because we've had a couple of months of closing higher. And if that's the case, I think February isn't going to be much. March may respond a little bit, but we might have to wait until later in the spring, as I've mentioned before, for GDX and GDXJ really to break out over their previous highs. Because as I mentioned, we're in an intermediate cycle where it looks like we might be in a little bit of a left translation. So that tells me that we may move sideways to down here a little bit, but not tremendously. And we're just waiting in GDX and GDXJ for some of the moving averages to catch up with these prices. And that happens because when you have a nice move like you did in GDX and GDXJ back in the summer of last year, and then we hit a high around September, and then we've come off that. It takes time for these technicals to catch up. But once again, that's a very healthy bull market when you have that sort of thing, and we've talked about that stair-step procedure and process, and so we're still in that, Corey.
All right, Doc, we're going to wrap it up there. Always interesting chatting with you, and I know that a lot of our listeners always like hearing your updates on the metals. You are staying consistent to what you have been calling for, but I think even the metals have, in a way, outperformed some of the early expectations that a lot of people have had. Doc, great chatting with you. Have a great rest of your weekend.
To find out more about today's guest, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Protesters chanted outside the U.S. Capitol late on Friday, Inside, senators voted not to call witnesses at the president's impeachment trial.
The yeas are 49, the nays are 51. The motion is not agreed to.
The Republican-controlled Senate voted 51 to 49 against additional witnesses and documents. After the vote, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell tried but did not have the support to end the trial with an immediate vote on whether to acquit or convict the president. One of the people who testified during the impeachment inquiry, former U.S. Ambassador to Ukraine Marie Yovanovitch, has retired from her 33-year career as a diplomat. She testified in October that there had been a smear campaign against her, which led to her ouster as an ambassador. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I'm loving my balance of nature. Since I started, I have not gotten one cold. I kind of fight everything. I get a little tickled, but it goes away.
It's just amazing the difference I felt. I want you to know how much I appreciate the counseling and so forth and your attention to your people. I have been a pretty big advocate for the balance of nature. I don't know how many truck drivers have asked me, how in the heck do you keep going at 88, 89 years old? I said, balance of nature. If they want to really enjoy some good health, get on balance of nature.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of balance of nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Warning, don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing space, retail space, or more, call General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
All right, welcome back. Continuing on with the weekend edition of the KE Report. And in this segment, with a even more dedicated focus on the resource sector, not just on the precious metals or gold and silver, as I did with Doc in the last segment. I am chatting with Sean Broderick. He is an analyst over at Weiss Ratings. Now, Sean, let's talk about gold. And I want a more big picture view from you in terms of what the major drivers are going to be for this precious metal. Over this whole month, there's been geopolitical events that have driven moves in the metals, especially in gold. But these geopolitical things are so short-lived and I think cloud the more long-term picture between what drivers you see, either up or down, for the precious metal here. What do you think? What are some of the main factors that you think longer-term investors need to focus on when investing or really just deciding to invest in gold?
Yeah, I agree with you there. I think people who are purchasing gold because the coronavirus is now raging, you know, they're buying it for the wrong reasons. I mean, as far as we know, gold doesn't cure some kind of viral contagion, so that's the wrong reason to buy it. But as you said, it clouds the bigger picture, and the bigger picture is that the central banks of the world are going to print money from here to kingdom come. In fact, the Congressional Budget Office said Tuesday that America's national deficit and debt are both surging. They expect the deficit to rise above $1 trillion in 2020, and debt held by the public is projected to reach 98% of GDP by 2030. That is printing to infinity. And if you create more paper currency. In this case, it's electronic currency, but it's the same thing. You know, I mean, that tends to make the value of real assets get much stronger. So I think that's the big story in gold, that and the old supply-demand thing. We are reaching the end of the rope for easy-to-find, high-grade deposits. They can find more deposits, but they're the stuff they used to drive over in order to get to the richer stuff that they mined out now. So, you know, it's going to be more expensive to mine, even if you're using robots, which is a big change that is coming into the area. So supply and demand and money creation by the central banks around the world as they try to paper over all the problems in the world, these are the things people should be looking at. I think these are big long-term trends. You don't have to chase anything, but I think that you can definitely buy the pullbacks.
Okay, and I think central bank policy is crucial here, and even the Fed policy, that seems to be one of the biggest drivers, at least recently, and just look what it took for gold to finally break out of that 6 to 7 year range that it was in, was the Fed actually starting to cut rates, and then even starting to expand its balance sheet. It hadn't done that for a number of years, and I think that's one of the things that has really sparked this fire under gold and caused it to finally break out above that just short of 1400 level and now even set up a higher trading range. But then when we dive into the stocks here, it seems like the majors and the miners are doing well. Royalty and streaming companies were shooting up even before the breakout in gold happened, but the money hasn't really flown down to juniors in a broad sense. If you're selective, you can still do very well, but how are you playing the stocks? Because I know you're not just focused on simply the metal here.
No, that is another good point you're raising, which basically boils down to the miners as a group are underperforming what's happening in the metals. I think many people believe that this rally is short-term. They expect that, well, they're already working on some kind of vaccine for the coronavirus. So, you know, that'll be rolling out in the next few months probably. So people see the rally in gold as short-term, so we are seeing the most miners not perform as well. That said, individual names are doing quite well. I mean, we have a DRD Gold in Supercycle Investor, for example. That one's up nicely. I don't know if you know about what that company does, but basically it has all the old tailing piles in like South Africa to work with. It doesn't run actual mines. It just reprocesses those old tailings, and so it can do that rather cheaply. And as the price of like gold goes higher, you know, things get better and get looking better and better for that company. Other ones we have in like Gold and Silver Trader, you know, some are just very strongly. So you have to think, Sandstorm Gold, since you mentioned one of the streamers, you know, that thing's been on a tear. And, so, I think individual names can help you out, quite a bit. You just have to be really selective. And, it's not just producers, by the way. Explorers can do well. One reason that you might want to look at explorers is that as a group, of course, we're always talking about things as a group, but as a group, explorers haven't really participated in the rally yet. And so when the next big rally in gold comes, presumably, explorers could do extraordinarily well. I just profiled one on wealthwave.com, that's wealth-wave.com, which is called Core Mining, and that's exploring out in California, has some projects that the big mining companies didn't know what to do with, and it has a great team, and, you know, it's up strongly today. And I think individual names are the way to go in this area right now, because I expect we'll see a pullback in gold, and miners will probably feel the worst of that, but you know that next move higher is coming. So if you are positioned in those companies that, you know, have very strong fundamentals and are just really leveraged to that next move, I think that's a real winning move to make.
So when you say leverage to that next move in gold, does that mean you're looking at deposits that might be considered marginal right now or deposits that are trying to be expanded? How do you see a project or a company being leveraged to gold? Because in all fairness, I feel like almost every gold explorer seems to say that they're leveraged to the gold price.
Right. Well, that's actually a great question. Those companies that are those producers, I should say, that are marginally profitable now, those will probably see the biggest boost because as the price of gold goes higher, you know, then they suddenly start to look much, much better. They're only barely making it right now. Suddenly they have big fat profits rolling in. They'll look great. Those companies with exploration upside, and this is where the explorers can really, you can really play to their strengths. You know, I mean, if you know that they're doing some drilling, working on some stuff, maybe they're drilling out a piece of land right next to the deposit they already know about. Because the point's going to come when the big miners want to add more ounces in the ground because they haven't been doing the exploration. And the way that they do it now, as I'm sure you know, they buy those explorers and the small producers with real blue sky on their deposits. And so look for that. I mean, Silvercrest, for example, that's one we own. That's in gold and silver trader. And an interesting thing just came out, by the way. Kitco handed out its award for the best mining CEO. And number one was Keith Neumeyer of First Majestic Silver, which we also have known. But number two was Eric Fear of Silvercrest, because the stuff that company is finding is just extraordinary. They had an initial estimate, but they're doing more drilling, and the drilling is coming back at higher grades than the initial estimate, and just a richer deposit generally. So look for that kind of thing. I think those companies, let's call it upside surprise, those companies that pulled the potential for an upside surprise, once the gold fever really starts, we're in a bull market again, I believe, but we don't have gold fever yet. Once the gold fever really starts, you're going to see these companies with upside surprise potential, I think, do extraordinarily well.
All right, Sean, we're going to wrap it up there. I do appreciate all of your comments, and I look forward to chatting with you in another couple weeks. Everybody stick around. I'm going to be right back with an update from Great Bear Resources. Thanks for your time, Sean.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
Extendovite. I've been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Well, of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendivite really helped the blood pressure, really helped the, I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. They're just really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
To wrap up the first hour of the weekend edition of the KE Report, as promised, we have an update from Great Bear Resources and the president and CEO, Chris Taylor. Now, Chris, we're going to give a little bit more insight into a news release that came out just yesterday, January 31st, that outlines the proposed spin-out of a 2% NSR, so net smelter royalty, on the Dixie Project to create Great Bear Royalties Corp. You and I talked about this opportunity, or this NSR, when it was first announced a few months ago, but now that we have a few more details, please take us through the overall strategy of what the company is planning to do now with this spin-out, Great Bear Royalties Corp.
Okay, great. Well, some of the most profitable companies in the mining space don't actually mine ore out of the ground. These are actually royalty companies, which have a little bit of the economic stream of benefit that comes off of a number of deposits around the world. So I think the biggest one that people will be familiar with is, say, Franco, Nevada. You know, this is a multi-billion dollar entity, and there's an appeal for these royalty companies because they have very low overhead. So it's an example, you know, of a company that can have a multi-billion dollar market cap and yet, you know, be run by a small handful of people. So we obviously been involved in the mining space for a long time in the Discovery Group. We have some very experienced people that have been involved in multiple projects. Some of them have owned royalty streams in the past. And just as we began seeing the scope of the gold system that's developing at the Dixie Project, it was becoming evident to us that this project has the potential to be the biggest one that any of us have worked with in terms of a gold discovery. So obviously that's in progress now. We're doing all the drilling that we're doing. We have this $21 million exploration program this year, which is 2020. So very, very busy, but also very attractive early stage results. So we thought, well, if the project ends up evolving and looking as attractive as we think it could. There aren't any projects beyond a certain size threshold that are actually operated by independent junior companies like Great Bear. These projects, once they get to a certain threshold, will always, almost in every case, be bought by big major producers. And obviously, you end up in a situation where you're growing something and it just keeps generating good results and it keeps getting bigger and it keeps getting more appealing. This is what's happening at Dixie with us now. And yet we're looking at an asset that we might lose control of over the long term. But I look at Great Bear and, you know, in my case, it's been over 10 years of involvement with the company now. I was 2010 when I got involved as the vice president of exploration initially, and here we are in 2020, and I'm the president and CEO. So a decade of effort into growing everything into the point it is now, and at some point, we just acknowledge we're being pragmatic about the whole thing, that if it keeps generating good results and it keeps growing the way it has been, we might not control every aspect of the project or it might get bought from us at some point. So by putting the royalty on it as we're doing, this 2% net smelter royalty, we should be able to protect the value, a portion of the future value of the project for our shareholders. And I'm a shareholder of the company. The other board members and advisors of the company are all significant shareholders of the company. So, and all these, all the people that believed in the story at an early stage and gave us money and let us develop and let us grow, we want to make sure that we're benefiting our shareholder base. The Great Bear shareholder base is going to, through this royalty, should the project develop into a big successful mine, we will have exposure to some of the economic benefits from that big mine in the future if it all keeps going so well.
Okay, Chris, so I want you to comment on one part. Early on in the news release, it does say that Great Bear royalties will not initially be listed on a public stock exchange, but will operate as a reporting issuer. Great Bear royalties will evaluate all strategic opportunities available to the company to enhance value. What are some of these strategic opportunities that you see potentially increasing value?
There's a number of opportunities that could come our way. I think probably the simplest form of opportunity would be that, you know, for instance, if the project generates a lot of international interest, it ends up being acknowledged that it's a, you know, very significant gold discovery, the royalty will be worth a lot more in the future than it is now. Now, say you are a big royalty company, you're worth billions of dollars, and you're looking at generating, you're looking at purchasing additional royalties, because royalties, although the right may last forever, the cash flow from operations on mines never lasts forever. So you're always looking, like a mining company would be, for the next stream of exposure to more gold. And in that case, what we have at Dixie might be an asset that could be interesting as a purchase for one of these big companies. So a simple way that we could sort of monetize some of that value would be to sell the royalty or a portion of it to one of these big royalty companies. That could generate a, you know, a nice capital event for shareholders of the Royalty Co. Other ways that you could get exposed to long-term valuation would be effectively building a royalty company based on that asset. And this is how other royalty companies, like the example I typically use because it's a Canadian example, is Osisko Royalties. And Osisko Royalties, one of the underlying royalties that they have is the Canadian Malartic Mine. And I believe there's about a 5 to 7% royalty that they have on that mine. And that is generating a significant amount of cash flow for Osisko Royalties. And it's definitely been the basis of forming that company into, you know, a multi-billion dollar asset as it is today. So that's another way that you could get exposure, is you could build Great Bear Royalties up into a multi-asset royalty company, and that way it can grow organically over time. So those are probably the two most likely scenarios for how the valuation off the spin-out shares would be valuable to shareholders. And in terms of the potential value thereon, it depends. You know, if you have a single asset, and in the future, if the Dixie project is successful and it's a cash-flowing, you know, mine, you know, you might be looking at something that has a very attractive valuation in terms of that 2% royalty. It could be similar to the value of Great Bear today. And that's something you can't get your head around at this early stage, but you recognize the opportunity. So it could be quite a valuable opportunity. So it seems like it's a very good idea from that perspective to at least give us the potential to walk through all these different types of prospective open doors.
Thank you for outlining a couple of those opportunities. Let's get into the work that is happening now within Great Bear and the Dixie Project. Please give us a general update on the work that's occurring right now.
Yeah, as we've indicated, with all the public releases up to date, I mean, we have an over $20 million exploration program going on right now. That'll consist of more than 110,000 meters of diamond drilling. So this is effectively, I believe, the second largest drill program in Canada, which makes it one of the largest exploration drill programs in the world. And what you'll see over the course of the year is a lot of results, like probably looking at our best guess at this point is somewhere between about 250 and 350 drill holes. It's a hell of a lot of drilling. You know, so we're generating now several hundred meters of drill core per day. At the moment, there's four rigs operating on the project. There'll be a fifth one on the project shortly, and that number will probably, that'll be sustained over the course of the entire calendar year. So what we'd like to do over 2020, and this is probably the most important thing, is the number of eyes on Great Bear has increased by like an order of magnitude going into this year. And what we've been noticing is that, you know, I've fielded a large number of meetings with analysts, corporate people, bankers, and all of them are taking the drill data that we've issued so far, and they're all trying to get their head around how many ounces of gold does Great Bear have in the ground and how many ounces could Great Bear have in the ground. Of course, this is something that we're doing at the same time. So what you'll see in the news flow with Great Bear during 2020 is batches of results that are meaningful. What you'll see in 2020 for news flow is when we put out results, there'll be multiple drill holes per drill section, especially as we step into areas along this big multi-kilometer LP fault target that we're drilling. And what it should allow the people that are interested in the company to do is really have a very good feeling for the mineralized volumes, how the gold is hanging together, and it'll show that kind of continuity. It'll show the size, and it'll show really the scale and the prospects of the project in a definitive way.
All right. I appreciate the update there, Chris. It sounds like another busy year for Great Bear, but in all fairness, we knew that just coming into this year with all the work that was planned. If anybody has any follow-up questions for Chris and his team over at Great Bear, please email me, fleck@kereport.com, and I will happily get those answered for you. Chris, appreciate you joining me on this weekend show. Everybody, I hope you have a great weekend. Anybody watching the Super Bowl? Yes, I am a Niners fan, so go Niners. Chris, thanks for your time this weekend.
Thanks very much, Corey. Talk to you again soon.
For our upcoming appearance schedule, visit kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back in just a moment.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.